In a nation where kindergartners prep for college applications and high schoolers regularly sacrifice sleep for academic perfection, we're facing an unprecedented crisis. 1 in 5 children now show symptoms of mental disorders, with numbers expected to increase by 50% in the coming decade. Today's students increasingly resemble nothing so much as trauma victims, anxious, depressed, exhausted, and often self-medicating. Consider the academically gifted student who stays in bed for days after a college rejection, declaring herself a complete failure, or elementary students having panic attacks over standardized tests. These aren't isolated cases, but symptoms of a systemic problem affecting children across all backgrounds. The myth that every child must be extraordinary drives this epidemic. Our educational system fails to develop the creativity, problem-solving, and communication skills needed in today's economy, while ignoring that every child has unique superpowers, natural talents that could lead to meaningful lives. Some excel at spatial reasoning but struggle with verbal expression. Others show remarkable emotional intelligence but perform poorly on traditional metrics. This achievement culture transforms childhood from an important developmental stage into a training ground for college admissions. Simple pleasures like reading for enjoyment or spending unstructured time with friends become rare luxuries. The cost is substantial. Child development proceeds in a predictable sequence that cannot be bypassed without consequences. Without proper foundations, children struggle to develop autonomy and identity, leading to increased rates of anxiety, depression, and maladaptive behaviors. Elementary school marks when children develop their sense of self, form deep friendships, and build competence. They progress from family dependence to self-regulation of impulses, emotions, and relationships. This period introduces stricter rules, less forgiving social dynamics, and fact-based learning. Young children naturally approach learning with persistence and joy, what experts call mastery motivation. They pursue challenges for their own sake, undeterred by failures. Around age 7, a cognitive revolution occurs as children develop logical thinking and categorization skills. Learning enthusiasm often wanes as elementary school advances. Around age 8, children begin comparing themselves with peers, and their positive self-assessments become more realistic. Standardized testing introduces pressures that can reduce engagement, with most students eventually becoming disengaged. By age 10, children typically develop a stable sense of self-worth, understanding their strengths and preferences. However, excessive focus on raising exceptional children can undermine this healthy development and damage their natural love of learning. Remember that loving child who transformed into a prickly, private pre-adolescent? While parents anticipate teenage challenges, the middle school metamorphosis often catches them off guard. Once chatty children become monosyllabic, communicating through grunts and eye rolls, typically between ages 11 and 13. Puberty's irregular timing creates varied experiences. Early developing boys often gain popularity but face higher substance abuse risks, with 45% more likely to try alcohol by 15. Early developing girls report higher rates of anxiety, depression, and eating disorders, often feeling isolated from peers. Brain scans reveal emotional centers developing faster than regulatory regions, explaining increased volatility. The health landscape has shifted. 72% of adolescent deaths now stem from preventable injuries, driven by impulsivity and poor judgment. Sleep deprivation compounds these challenges. Though preteens need 9 hours of sleep nightly, only 15% achieve this. 1 hour of lost sleep can decrease academic performance by 2 grade levels and increase risks of depression and eating disorders. Device use exacerbates this, with 80% of teens checking phones after bedtime. Adolescence is when teens develop adult cognitive abilities, abstract thinking, hypothetical reasoning, perspective taking, and metacognition. This training ground transforms them from dependence to independence. As teens evaluate beliefs, values, and goals, their identity development intensifies. A complex sense of self correlates with lower depression rates, while feeling authentic and capable builds self-reliance and protects mental health. Maturation involves progressing from independence to autonomy. While independence means self-management, autonomy combines advanced thinking, self-reliance, and connection with others. Teens who balance independence with parental connection show better psychological adjustment. Sexual development peaks in puberty with increased consequences. Though most teens understand sex's mechanics and risks, emotional aspects often get overlooked. First intercourse typically occurs at 16 to 17, an age associated with better contraception use and healthy psychological outcomes. Coping skills vary with temperament and circumstances. Rather than focusing on restrictions, guide children toward constructive solutions. Resourcefulness means solving problems independently while knowing when to seek help. Even academically strong students may struggle with basic problem-solving tasks. Children improve most at activities they genuinely enjoy. Enthusiasm can't be forced. Creativity isn't limited to art. It's about finding novel solutions. Children thrive in flow, the deep engagement that comes from authentic involvement. A strong work ethic outweighs natural talent. Diligent workers develop confidence, independence, and healthy relationships, staying focused on solutions rather than giving up. Self-control development is vital, though the prefrontal cortex matures into the mid-20s. The marshmallow test revealed that children who delayed gratification at age 4 achieved better life outcomes later. Self-control grows through distraction, goal setting, and managing discomfort. True self-esteem comes from genuine achievement, not empty praise. Self-efficacy, believing in one's ability to influence outcomes, underlies all success. When parents describe success for their children, they emphasize qualities like independence, integrity, and healthy relationships. Yet children overwhelmingly equate success with making lots of money, highlighting how societal messages often contradict parents' deeper aspirations. To bridge this gap, parents must first clarify their true values through exercises like the Family Values Statement, which helps rank core principles. This process often reveals misalignments between stated values and actual parenting emphasis. These core values need translation into practical guiding principles for daily life. For example, if compassion is a value, the principle might be, "We help others in need, even when inconvenient." These principles serve as anchors during challenging parenting moments. The Family Action Plan then converts these values into specific behaviors. A family valuing environmental responsibility might institute nature walks and recycling practices. Implementation varies by family, but consistency in expressing values while maintaining flexibility is key. We face a crucial choice: continue with anxiety-driven, achievement-focused parenting, or ensure our children have developmentally appropriate childhoods. What truly promotes children's well-being? Unconditional love for their uniqueness, healthy self-awareness, genuine empathy, strong work ethic, and authentic meaning will make them both emotionally fulfilled and successful. Child mental health has deteriorated since we began prioritizing academic achievement above all else. Children need the timeless fundamentals of healthy development: love unconditioned by performance, creative play, age-appropriate challenges, consistent discipline, and validation of their unique capabilities. Our children don't need perfect parents orchestrating perfect outcomes. They need parents who are emotionally present and brave enough to resist achievement pressure. This means making challenging choices, allowing boredom, accepting imperfect grades, prioritizing sleep and family time over excessive activities, and valuing effort and character over achievements. Through these choices, we teach them they're worthy of love not for what they achieve, but for who they are.